Coming into this school year, Waco's J.H. Hines Elementary had failed to meet Texas's accountability standards 2 years in a row. The state's Texas Education Agency put the school on an improvement plan. The goal? 50% of third through fifth graders meeting standards on the STAR test. J.H. Hines principal Trey Hall says that goal was met in some subjects, but overall the campus didn't meet the target in all areas.
Those teachers that really got busy working those reforms really saw their scores go up. Those that chose not to didn't see much result. In fact, they saw some regression.
J.H. Hines serves an area of Waco with a 90% poverty rate. Hall says behavior is one of the greatest challenges keeping students from performing well on the STAR.
Some of our students have social and emotional issues that oftentimes interfere with their learning and learning of others. You know, you got about 41 students that cause about 68% of the office referrals.
To try and address some of those issues, the school separated boys with behavior issues into their own classrooms. Hall says that didn't work. The school won't be continuing that this coming year.
You know, kind of what we found was that they reacted. One of them would get upset and react to something, and before you know it, there were several of them in that classroom environment being very reactive.
Administrators and experts think that focusing on behavior will help put schools like J.H. Hines on the right track, testing-wise. Randy Wood is a professor at Baylor's School of Education. He coordinates the middle school program at Baylor, and he's taught at Cesar Chavez Middle School for 14 years. He says that bad behavior usually leads to bad performance when it comes to test time.
Focusing students' attention and helping them to see the urgency, to me, has been the hard part. We got to figure out a way for students to understand the importance of it. For students to tell me, sir, you got to pass me so I can get to ninth grade so I can drop out of school, it just breaks my heart.
Board of Trustees President Pat Atkins says the administration is already working on freeing up some funding to address behavior.
There are particular initiatives that the administration is going to propose when we do the budget this summer relating to hiring additional discipline tutors or behavioral tutors to actually work with those students that are at times disruptive.
J.H. Hines will be implementing a plan next year that will have 5 or 6 behavioral tutors along with a behavioral specialist to work with students individually. Principal Hall says though the school didn't make the grade this year, with time he's confident they will.
We can meet the state standard without a doubt. I know our kids can do it. Our teachers just have to believe they can do it. I believe they can do it. And it just takes time.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.